to visit someday. It sounds relaxing. She's been the musician for many Unitarian Universalist worship service and ministers' retreats and district gatherings. I've met her twice, and she is a wonderful, wonderful person. She's the author of the introit this morning that you heard the choir sing. Thank you for your loving hearts, your loving hands, your loving ways. She wrote another, even simpler song about thanks. The lyrics are, and I'm going to read them to you rather than sing them to you, which is something you can say thank you for. The lyrics are, I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. I know some people say thank you, say Thanksgiving before every meal or at least every dinner in November and in April and in June and February, all round the year. But many of us enact this ritual of Thanksgiving just this once, when or if we gathered on Thursday for cranberries and sweet potatoes and tryptophan. The danger in preaching on Thanksgiving and gratitude in November is that I might reinforce rather than challenge the idea that giving thanks is just what we do on one day, when instead I mean to say, give thanks every day. I thank you for most this amazing day. This amazing day, a spring day, E. Cummings is talking about with leaping, greenly spirits. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. There was a study done a few years ago. Two professors gathered a group of people and they randomly assigned people to one of three groups. In one group, the people reflected each week on their hassles, the jerk who cut them off, the annoying customer service representative, the difficult coworker, and so on. In another group, they simply thought of what they did, made a list of what they did. I went to the store. I read my book. I went to work. I talked to so-and-so. And in the third group, they focused each week on what they were grateful for. You can guess how the study turned out. And I'll quote from the story about the study. The people who focused on gratitude were flat out happier. They saw their lives in favorable terms. They reported fewer negative physical symptoms such as headaches or colds, and they were active in ways that were good for them. They spent almost an hour and a half more per week exercising than those who focused on their hassles. Those who were grateful had a higher quality of life. Others around them recognized that too. They noticed that these people had more joy, more energy. They could see that they were becoming more optimistic, says one of the professors. The grateful group even seemed to be perceived as more helpful toward others, going out on a limb to help people. The professor was surprised by this result. This is not just something that makes people happy, like a positive thinking optimism kind of thing. A feeling of gratitude really gets people to do something, to become more pro-social, more compassionate. This did not happen in either of the other two groups. Remember that these groups were randomly assigned. It wasn't their pre-existing personality. Perhaps the professor was surprised that people who were grateful became more generous, but I'm not. No member of the clergy would be. All religious traditions know this. The grateful heart is the generous heart. What gift can we bring? What present? What token? When grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, what song can we offer in honor and praise? I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. To make thank you our practice, to make gratefulness our way of being in the world, this is a lot easier said than done. Maybe we all need a professor to draft us into a study and hold us accountable for saying thank you at least once a week. It's not hard to say, oh, I should be grateful. It's a lot harder to remember each day to be grateful. This Thanksgiving season and holiday season, I want to call us, you and me both, to a more spiritual sense of gratitude. How would we live? How would we feel if thank you was our practice? When thank you is your practice, you are grateful for the concrete goods, the specific and tangible, at exactly the same time that you are grateful for the whole, for the grand, wondrous everything. When thank you is your practice, you say thank you for the blue in the sky on one particular day. And you say thank you to everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. We say thank you to the person who holds the door open for us for just that extra second, just to show that, yes, they noticed that we existed. And we say thank you for the fact that we exist. The finite and the infinite, all at once. This is what we are grateful for when thank you is our practice. When thank you is our practice, we realize that every time we express our gratitude for some particular individual or some particular individual thing, that we are also expressing our gratitude for the holy and the wondrous, the spirit of life and love whose presence flows through all things. This is important. Let me not be misunderstood. I do not mean to say, as some religious traditions seem to, that God is the only object worthy of praise. There's nothing quite so insulting as when we do something good and someone thanks somebody else for what we have done instead of thanking us. Just after Rosie was born, and this happened with Leo too, my children are now 5 and 2, but I remember someone saying to me, "Oh, she's such a gift from God." And I was really mad about that. I thought, you know, I seem to remember Morgan, my wife, working pretty hard during her pregnancy, let alone the labor. And I thought, are you saying that people who can't have children on their own are cursed by God, didn't get that blessing? Because I don't believe that, not for an instant. So I do not mean to say that when thank you is our practice, that all we do is say thank you to the holy. I want us to say thank you to each other, really honestly to each other, aware that we are also thankful that there is another at all, that there is the possibility of being in relationship. In the Jewish tradition, on the Day of Atonement, of forgiveness and reconciliation, it has two parts. First, you ask forgiveness from the people you've wronged. Then you ask forgiveness from God. You have to go to the people first. You can't skip that step. I think the same should be true of Thanksgiving. Start with the people. Start with being thankful for that smile, for that helping hand, for that caring. Be thankful for the particular, the leaf that caught your eye, for that sunset, for that warmth on your arm. Start there. Get deep into concrete gratitude. Do not skip ahead. Do not pass go until you've been glad for this amazing day. And then, only then, be glad that there are days at all. Don't stop with being concrete either. Remember to be grateful for the unnameable, the ineffable, the wondrous spirit, known by many names, transcendent and immanent all at once. Be sure to be grateful for that too. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. When I was in seminary in Chicago a dozen years now ago, each spring when the weather would finally turn, we'd have a party. And the theme of the party was a state, because students were from all over the country. So the first year, 4 or 5 students from Texas put on the party for everyone else. We had barbecue and cornbread and Texas beer, I remember. And at the end of the party, the school's president said, "I understand that gratitude in Texan is expressed as thanks, y'all. So thanks, y'all." The next year, we had a Washington State party. And there were three of us, me included, from Washington State. And we went in together to pay to have fresh salmon flown out. And we got some apples and sweet onions and some Washington beer and wine, too. And after, the president asked me, "How do you express gratitude in Washingtonian?" And I had to think about it. My answer was, "Thanks." Northwesterners are not a verbose people. I once heard our regional accent described as clipped. So we just say, "Thanks." Reflecting on this later, I realized how our gratitude practice is such a learned behavior. "Thanks, y'all. Thanks." In my family of origin, we never, never sent thank you cards. You said thank you then and there, when you opened the birthday or Christmas present, and when you sat down for the meal, and that was enough. My wife's family, on the other hand, always, always sends thank you cards. Early when we were together, she said, "You have to send a thank you card to your relatives for these presents." And I told her, "They'll think it's weird." But she insisted, and so I sent them out. And I got a thank you card back from my grandmother. "I thank you for saying thank you." I could tell by what she wrote that she was totally flummoxed by my behavior. We just don't do that in my family. And I realized that although I had this notion we don't send thank you cards because we say it then and there, the truth is we don't. Not very much. We don't say thank you to each other very often, not compared with my wife's family, which says it in the moment and sends it too. You practice saying thank you. You learn to say it more often. You say thank you for small things and learn to say it for big things. You say it to the ones you love, and you learn to say it to the spirit of love itself. You say it to neighbors, and you learn to say it to strangers. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. Speaking the words, writing them down, that's a start. It's a big, big start. That study, the study the professors did of those who said thank you, the practice of gratitude led to changes in how they acted. They felt better. They took better care of themselves, and they were more generous with the world. They gave more of themselves, surprising to the professors, but not surprising to me. The rugged individualist, the person who is totally self-sufficient, they believe they have no need to say thank you. They need no one else. These are the lies we sometimes tell ourselves. But the truth is, we are always in need. And so we must always be grateful. Did we make the air that we breathe? Light the fires of the sun? Did we give birth to ourselves? Did we learn all we know without anyone's help? Of course not. We didn't do any of those things. We are interdependent with other people and with the whole of the universe, with all of life. We say thank you because we are in need of others, and others are in need of us. We need to be loved, and others need our love. We need to learn, and others need us to teach. We need to be given hope, and others need us to give them hope. Gratitude creates generosity. What gift can we bring? What present? What token? When we are grateful, how shall we behave? For myself and for you, I'd like to be the man in the black cowboy boots and the 10-gallon hat. The one in the reading, the one who doubles over with laughter at the ding-dong sign, who's so grateful to laugh that he pulls a $50 bill out of his wallet and gives it away. I'd love to be that man. But I'll take the bell ringer, the ding-dong. That's some days more realistic. Sometimes we all think to ourselves, this is so ridiculous. Nobody really wants me here. All they have is smirks for me. Or we're judging everyone else, deciding that what they've brought into our lives isn't good enough for us, isn't worthy of our thanks. What pride. we can have. We're all there sometimes. But the grateful heart is the one willing to be changed. When someone says thank you for the gift of laughter, for the gift of caring, for the gift of who you are, well, that expression of thanks can change our whole day. The expression of thanks from us or to us can change a whole life. I am saying thank you. I'm saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. My friends, we are bound together. We need one another. We do good for one another. Too much of it is unnoticed. So let this be our mission, to give thanks for small gifts and large ones, for what others do and what is just there, for laughter and the possibility of transformation, for the food we eat, the company we share, the earth our home. For friends and family near and far, let us give thanks this week and every week. Let us make gratitude our practice. Let thanksgiving move us to generosity, to an open heart and a warm spirit, to living each day with hope. May it be so. Amen.